Some of the closest witnesses to the Nashville Civil Rights Movement were photographers from the city's two major newspapers at the time, the Tennessean and the Banner. A selection of their photos is now on display at the Frist Art Museum, and as WPLN's Emily Siner reports, they offer a glimpse into how local media portrayed the movement.
It was 1960. A bomb had exploded at the home of prominent black attorney Alexander Luby. Civil rights leaders organized a silent march from North Nashville to downtown. And there's this iconic photo of Fisk student Diane Nash leading the line. The Tennessean photographer who took it was Jack Korn. He recalls dashing ahead of the march to capture the shot.
I don't want to sit back and let somebody else do the big story of the day. That was a big story of the day, and I wanted to be there.
For the next several years, Korn was assigned to cover various marches, protests, and clashes. He says most photographers didn't relish the assignments.
And you know, you're going somewhere and you know people are going to try to punch you out, and it's scary. I mean, you know, if you were human, it wasn't fun.
Korn's photos and others are part of the Frist's newest exhibit called We Shall Overcome. There's a photo from the Nashville Banner of white men pulling a black student off a stool during a sit-in. A Tennessean photo of police dragging away a protester. Curator Katie Del May chose 50 pictures from 1957, school desegregation in Nashville, to 1968, when there was rioting in the wake of King's assassination.
You know, I think Nashville thinks of itself as being a very progressive place, and where the civil rights movement was very civil here. And on the one hand, it was, but there were some dark moments too.
Del May also finds it interesting how photographers from the two papers covered the events differently. The Tennessean was unabashedly liberal, led by outspoken civil rights supporter John Siegenthaler. Its journalists were more sympathetic to the movement. The now-defunct Nashville Banner tended to focus more on the violence of the events, if it covered them at all. Current Tennessean photographer Larry McCormick, who served as an advisor for the Frist exhibit, says many Banner photos were never actually published.
So a lot of these were turned over to the police so that they could identify people that were in the crowd.
So they would send out photojournalists and not use the photos just to hand them over to authorities?
Of course they would. This is Nashville in 1960-something.
Looking back, it's easy to see these photos as impartial, historic snapshots. But at the time, the battles over desegregation and civil rights were so fierce that even a photograph could be used as a tool to sway public opinion. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
The exhibit We Shall Overcome is on display in the Frist Free Community Arts Gallery through mid-October.